Hi, it's the Teen Talk. I'm Josh Sexton, and we are back in the studio, which is nice to be back in the studio. And Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Norwich City press conference, and joining me to react to that are Mo Stewart, Ian Ryan, and James Royal. There's going to be a few things we talk about in this show, including Jordan Henderson, Bobby Firmino, and Mo Salah, because they are things that Jurgen Klopp was talking about in his press conference, and that is the premise of the show. For those who haven't listened before, we're going to have Juliet Jack coming up in the second part of the show as well, and then we'll do team selection and score predictions in the third part. Mo, you are our correspondent for Jurgen Klopp's move. He was snappy today, I'd say. I think he's getting tired of the same old questions, particularly questions around the squad,
yes,
and around keeping people happy, because I imagine these are all challenges that he has in his own brain day to day, and he doesn't need to keep explaining them over and over to journalists.
That's exactly it. It's like he doesn't need you lot to tell him exactly what he's worried
about. How hard his job is.
Exactly. And I have some sympathy for journalists because they are so trying to tiptoe around him to kind of get an answer that he will respond to in the way that they hope for. But the point is that at this stage of the season, I think that touchiness shows that he knows we've got a real chance of something proper here, and he wants absolutely nothing to get in the way of it. I don't know whether or not from that demeanour we can take how serious this Jota injury is or isn't, because he did try to kind of go backwards and forwards on that a little bit. But I do think in terms of that touchiness, that thing that he does every press conference where it's like, if I've already answered this question, I'm not answering it again, which is, you know, fair enough. More managers should do it if you ask me. But it says that he's got no time to waste. Absolutely no time to waste here, no time to waste on the training ground, no time to waste worrying about things that don't matter when there's football games to win.
Absolutely, yeah. And James, he was asked about Jordan Henderson specifically and whether, you know, he is the sort of player who would lose confidence if he didn't have a start, which I think Jurgen was particularly sort of turned his nose apart. I'll read out the quote sort of in short. He said, "I'm sure he would have expected to start. That was a perfect example of how to respond. Naby the same. He was brilliant when he came on. Same for Bobby, same for Louis. You can have the best squad in the world, but if players lose confidence when they don't start, you have problems." And you don't imagine that Jordan Henderson specifically is the sort of player who loses confidence when he doesn't start. I think Henderson, of all people, would have acknowledged that he wasn't great against Burnley and probably didn't deserve to start against Inter Milan, and it's all about how he comes back from that now, and that's the sort of mentality which has got him to this point in his career.